Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and today I am introducing the absolutely fabulous Lorraine Simpson from Lorraine Simpson Travel. Well, the reason we have you on here is that you're going to be hosting a new show on Yachting International Radio.
I'm so excited about it. I think it's great. I mean, you know, to host a show is fabulous for me when I can get to talk about my favorite topic. So it's perfect. Absolutely.
Well, of course, this show is going to be all about travel, but I want to know a little bit about Lorraine. Tell me where you're from, because of course we can hear that accent. Everybody can hear the accent. It's still there. And
behind me, the London picture.
And the other thing is too, I mean, you know, were you dreaming of travel as a kid? What sort of did you want to become as a child? Introduce yourself.
Okay, yes. So many moons ago, and I won't age myself, there was a show in the UK called Holiday, and it came on at 7 o'clock on a Sunday evening, and the glorious Gloria Honeyford would come along and she would say, "Oh, and I'm in Spain, and this is a lovely area of Spain, and look at this lovely port here." And I used to think, I want her job. But I didn't just want to travel, because we already traveled. My father was in the forces. So it wasn't just the traveling, it was the talking about the locations that she was going to. And I used to get really invested in what she was showing us. And I'd say, "Mum, I think we should go there. And there's a castle there, and there's this there, and there's that there." And it sort of gave me my initial thing of, I want to discover. So I actually just am obsessed. I'm not just a tourist. I don't believe in being a tourist. I don't believe in going to places and then when you get there, you know, buying the trinkets that they've bought in from China for 10 cents. And I don't believe in that. You know, I'm a traveler. And it's been in me ever since that seven-year-old little girl watching Holiday at 7 o'clock at night on a Sunday evening.
Wow. So where was your first, you know, sort of travel experience on your own?
So I, first of all, moved to London. And then as an adult, I moved to Germany. Then I moved to Hong Kong and spent 10 years in Hong Kong. Had two of my children while I was in Hong Kong. So we discovered all of Thailand and Asia and Southeast Asia, Bali, Lombok, all of those places. Then, of course, moving back to England, I then ended up in Canada, which is where I am now, in snowy Canada, and sort of discovered all of the Caribbean and the places that you can go from here. So I'm up to about 94 countries totally at the moment, and I enjoy the journey. It's not just the destination. I'm not a fly and flop person. I love the journey. I love the research. I have clients who work with me, and I'm more of a realtor of travel, if you like. So I will find out what they like, what makes them tick, what do they want to experience, how does it feel? Not, you know, do you want to go to Spain? Do you want to go to France? No. What makes you tick? What do you enjoy about the experience when you're there? And then I will match them. I went to an island called Awe Pilar, and it's a little tiny island. It's off the coast of Thailand, in between the strait, between the end of Thailand and getting to Myanmar. So it's actually a Myanmar-owned island. One hotel on there, lots of snakes, by the way.
But, yeah. I'm not going.
I don't like snakes. No. 12 units, which are a little bit like yurts, but very luxurious. But to get there, you would take two planes from Canada. You would then change airports in Bangkok. You would take another plane down to the bottom of Thailand. Then you would take a boat. You would then clear customs at one island before you get to, when you first land in Myanmar, you clear customs. Then you take another boat and get to that island. So you're talking about a real investment to actually get to the island. But it's glorious. It's something completely different. And the experience of going there is all par for the course for me. It's not just the, you know, fly on flop destination.
Well, and most of your clientele is the ultra high net worth individual. It is the kind of people that can be very discerning in their travel.
Yes, and I think that is, I mean, you know, I'll tell you a little bit about where I started, because it's relevant to what I do today. So I started out working class, you know, father in the forces. We grew up pretty well. Parents worked really hard in hospitality and did okay. Then we moved to Hong Kong, did incredibly well. And we were flying first class to England to get my hair and my nails done. You know, I was definitely a lady who lunched. I had a wonderful life. I had a nanny and helpers and all of that. You know, we had a wonderful life. Then my husband got sick. And by this time I had 4 children, and he got sick with cancer. And no amount of money, and believe me, we threw everything at it, everything. We flew all over the world to try and find specialty treatments that were not available in Canada or the UK. And for a long time, he was on private medical treatment in the UK. So we literally were hemorrhaging money. Kids in private boarding schools. Millie went to school with Princess Beatrice. Ollie went to school the other side of Ascot Racecourse. You know, we were really, really hemorrhaging money. And he got better, which is great. And we came back to Canada, and we were pretty broke by then, because we didn't really have, we hadn't really been working for 4 years. So we were pretty broke by then, but it wouldn't have taken much, couple of good financial deals, we would have been okay again. And he had a heart attack and died. So here I am with 4 children. 2 of them were in diapers and 2 of them were teenagers by this time. And I had to start again. I had to start from zero. So I appreciate the lifestyle that I had in those days because I've lived it. So I understand if somebody says to me, I will not go on Singapore Airlines first class unless I have the double bed in the middle. I want seats, blah, blah, blah. You know, I appreciate that. At the same time, I also appreciate the people that will say to me, hey, send me an economy. I'm good with that, but I love Michelin star dining. I'm going to eat in a Michelin star restaurant. So I have this appreciation that becomes an all-round appreciation of what people like. And I'm not sort of one of those people that, because I've lived both sides, I completely understand all levels of travel, be it somebody wanting to backpack around the world or somebody wanting to have a private jet to take them to certain places and where can they stop off to refuel, you know? So it's for me, it becomes a hobby and I really enjoy that all round thing. And yeah, I mean, talking about travel in any way is what I love to do. So somebody will say to me, we don't know where we want to go in the next year, but we want to go somewhere, but we don't know. And I'd say, do you want me to surprise you? And they'd say, yeah, sure. And I love that. They'll say, just surprise me, just give us the tickets. And I send them and they go on these exotic, you know, experiences, and I know what they like by this time, and they're like, oh my gosh, we had such a good time, it was amazing. So it's that, you know, I feel a bit like a parent sending their first child off to school. Oh, I had such a good day, you know. It's the same thing. I get very excited about it. So
well, I mean, you're very accomplished. I did notice in your bio that you have received accolades and awards. You are also regularly on television in Canada, and you've actually just recently produced your own television show too.
Yes, I did. So here we are in a COVID situation. What are we going to do? I needed to do something. So I decided to make my own TV show using a lot of the footage that I'd taken for CityLine. So CityLine is a show here in Canada. It's a daytime talk show. We have lots of people all over Canada, but it's also international as well. And so I used a lot of the footage that I'd taken for CityLine. and made this show and had a blast doing it. It was the most fun. And so Air Canada, and a lot of people actually, Air Canada specifically said, oh, we like that. We'd like to put it on our in-flight entertainment. And I said, yes, thank you very much. You can do that. I'm one of those people that I'll get really into it. You know, I get a little overexcited, as you can see, probably. For example, I go on a safari, first safari I've ever gone to, and I see my first zebra. Well, I nearly peed. You know, here's this bloody zebra who comes along. I was so excited. And I was like a child who had seen the first zebra ever. And then, you know, a few days later, it's just a zebra, don't take your camera out. But at the time, I got very overexcited. So in the show, I'm very much like that. It's all about being able to see the excitement because you want to come along with me. You want to join me on my experiences. And actually, when you travel, you're not really traveling just to see somewhere, you're traveling to collect memories. You should be able to have that memory so burned into that memory that it brings back all sorts of goosebumpy feelings in you because you've enjoyed it so much.
Well, you actually have been just recently on a vacation. What was it like traveling post-pandemic?
I was so excited. So, you know, millions and millions of dollars have been spent on keeping us safe. The airlines have invested in all sorts of technology, from the airports, touch-free check-in, touch-free baggage, you name it. So I wasn't nervous about it. And then I went to an island, which was St. Lucia, which had so few numbers. They had not only crushed the curve, they hadn't even got a curve, and been very, very careful. So protocols and everything. So I did my research first. And then I ended up at a place called Jade Mountain, which you will perhaps remember from The Bachelor. It was wonderful. It was one of those experiences where you would wake up in the morning and they had put the curtains very strategically around the bed, where they gathered at the end and they gathered here, but the main areas where you would actually look out were very tightly pulled. So you could wake up and literally see the Piton Mountains in the distance, see the ocean on the other side. And it was just this feeling of, wow, I get to do this. I get to experience this. And the food was wonderful. They even have their own chocolatier. They grow the cocoa beans, so they take you on an experience from the farm all the way through to the chocolate bar making. And it was just wonderful.
Well, this is going to be exciting, and I'm really looking forward to the first one because, you know, nobody has been able to travel anywhere very much anyway. And I think people are really missing it. You see it all over social media. People are talking about their vacation. So if we can live vicariously through you, that is going to be amazing.
Let's do it. I'm so excited.
Thank you once again, everybody. This has been Lorraine Simpson from Lorraine Simpson Travel. She is going to be doing our show every Wednesday right here on Yachting International Radio. We thank you for your time, Lorraine.
Thank you so much. And they can follow me on Lorraine Simpson Travels on Instagram. I'm always posting where I'm off to and what we've got and what we've done and everything. So please reach out, or any information as well, because some of the new protocols out there, I'm happy to share and explain the new protocols, testing and that kind of thing too. So.
Well, we'll make sure to put those links below this interview when we air it. We hope you join us every single Wednesday night. Thank you so much for tuning in. You've been watching another episode of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host. Please tune in again for the first show of Lorraine Simpson Travel.
Thank you, Ria. Well, join me next week when I take you whale watching off the west coast of Canada. And then we cross the globe to the stunning vineyards of South Africa, and we might even find some penguins on a beach. Wow.